Welcome back to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today, Olivia and I are talking about meeting great, interesting people when we're out traveling. And I just got back from Alaska and I was traveling with Maria Thomas. And she is a fascinating woman. She promotes the understanding of hyperhidrosis and has a blog called My Life as a Puddle. So I want to let her tell you all about it. Want you guys to listen up. Here's my talk with Maria Thomas. But thanks for sitting down for a few moments to just talk about this experience, because I know for both of us, it's very special. But when you think about this, what made you decide to come on the cruise?
Well, I never would have thought about coming on a cruise by myself and rooming with someone I've never met. But through becoming an O Magazine insider, I just feel like this is my chance to live outside of my comfort zone and to say yes to whatever might come my way over this next year of adventure. So here I am, and I'm having a great time, and I couldn't have picked a better roommate, and the synchronicities that are happening on board and the people I'm meeting, it's just been really amazing.
Well, tell me a little bit about some of these synchronicities that are happening on board.
Sure.
What kind of great things are happening for you?
So I'm a writer. I blog at mylifeasapuddle.com, and part of my kind of deal is writing handwritten cards. And so Glennon Doyle is on board as one of the Super Soul 100 speakers. India Ari is on board, and I've manifested both encounters with both of them and was able to give them my handwritten cards. And then through my blog, I'm creating hyperhidrosis, hope and awareness, one drop at a time. And I've actually met someone on board who has hyperhidrosis, and she's been following me on Instagram, and she knew who I was, and we were able to manifest that encounter. And so now I have a new sweaty pal on board.
That's amazing. But let's back up a little bit, and why don't you tell everyone what hypohidrosis is?
Sure. So hyperhidrosis is the medical term for excessive sweating. It affects 367 million people worldwide. That's 5% of the global population. And it's underrecognized and undertreated, largely in part because people either don't know it's a medical condition or because they're too ashamed or embarrassed to talk about it. So through my blog, I'm trying to create hope and awareness one drop at a time.
So to say that you met someone on board, was that surprising to you? Or when you look at the demographics or just the percentage of people, was that rare to find someone, or was it not quite surprising? How was that to meet someone?
It was surprising to me. You know, I have a lot of people who follow me on Facebook and Twitter and on my blog, but to actually meet someone in the middle of the ocean who knows who in Alaska, who knows who I am, it was really humbling to hear someone say, I know who you are, and you're helping me cope with this condition by posting about your own experiences with it and the struggles that can sometimes happen when you have an excessive sweating problem.
Well, what are some of those struggles?
Hyperhidrosis can be socially, emotionally debilitating, professionally debilitating. So job interviews when you have that first handshake.
Oh, yeah.
Social situations where you're, you know, meeting a large group of people and having to shake hands and mingle. It affects the clothing that I wear. Sometimes I have to have a fan on when I'm typing at my desk at work. There's a lot of different things that I have to do in order to cope with that condition.
Well, you bring up a really good point, because I think we always think about the handshake as being a way to determine a little bit about a person.
Right.
You know, we kind of put a little bit of judgment if the handshake is firm or if it's not so firm, or if someone does that, you know, kind of really fast handshake. We put a lot of judgment on that, so that must be really difficult.
It is. And the thing with hyperhidrosis is that I'm not sweating because I'm nervous. I'm nervous because I'm sweating. And there's a big difference.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to have a positive spin on it, and, you know, you become what you think, and so I have to try and change the way that I'm thinking about how I was made and how I was born. It's not my fault that I have an excessive sweating problem, and if I can turn things around and inspire other people and help them live outside of their comfort zones and make them feel like they're not alone, then that's my intention with my blog.
Well, you know, that sounds so inspirational. And, you know, this cruise is all about Oprah. And she has so many inspirational type statements and things like that that she has shared with people throughout her career. So has there been any kind of Oprah moment that has helped you with your journey through life?
Absolutely. You know, Oprah always says, God can dream a bigger dream than you can dream for yourself. And if you would have told me a year ago that I would have been selected as an OMAG insider and be on an Alaskan cruise and rooming with someone I've never met and meeting all of these wonderful people, I wouldn't have believed you, mm-hmm. you know? And this is part of my journey, and my blog and my hyperhidrosis activism has gotten me where I am today, so I'm able to spread my message of hope even wider.
Well, and thank you so much for doing that, because I do think that people are not aware of it.
Right.
And they may encounter someone and just think something maybe negative about it, but there's no reason to have a negative approach about this.
Right. Right. It's all about hope and awareness, and we will find a cure one day.
Absolutely. And with your help and with the work that you're doing. Now, NDRE, I say this name and I see a big smile on your face.
Yes.
So tell me what this connection is, because I know you have a very special connection with
her. I do. About 4 years ago, I went through a divorce, and her album Songversation had just been released. And that album saved my life through my divorce. When I had to sell the first house that I ever purchased and move into an apartment, and I had a friend create custom design moving announcements for me, and the front of the moving announcements say, "Spread your wings, prepare to fly." Those are NDRE lyrics. And then subsequently following that, I wrote an essay called Alone at My Table, which won second place in the Denver Women's Press Club Unknown Writers Contest, and her lyrics are also in that essay. So as I was on board the Alaskan cruise, I was able to manifest an encounter with her. So she's got a copy of my essay and a handwritten card from me.
But now you had connected with her before, though, right? So she knew who you
yes,
were when
she,
you met her.
Yes, she knew
board.
Who I was, because I had tweeted her a picture of those moving announcements, and that tweet stayed at the top of her Twitter page for about 5 days. And so when I found her in the hallway, she's like, "Are you My Life is a Puddle?" And I said, "Yes." So she remembered me, and she held my hand, and we took a picture, and she held my sweaty hand, and it was okay. You know, she knew who I was, and there was nothing to be ashamed about, and it was a very full circle moment for me. As Oprah always says, it was a full circle moment.
Full circle moment.
Yes.
And that's what we're all seeking in life, really.
Yes.
Is to have those full circle moments. Absolutely. So I know NDRE is coming up as one of the performances on board. It hasn't happened yet. So I know you're looking forward to that.
Yes, I will be there, and she's promised me a picture. So I'm very much looking forward to that, and just being absorbed by her music. You know, that is her gift, and it speaks to my soul, and I'm very grateful to be here.
Now, tell me, though, that this year of adventure as an O Magazine insider, what are you looking forward to? I know we have the cruise here going, but
right.
What else are you looking forward
just
to?
Just the opportunity to work with different brands, brands that speak personally to me and might help me live my best life. But in addition to that, and this is already happening, are the connections with people that I'm making on board. You know, there are 10 of us insiders on this cruise, and I feel like we're going to have a friendship and a connection that goes beyond this, you know, one-year commitment. And that, to me, is more rewarding than anything else, is having new friends and making those deeper connections with people. So my blog started about 7 years ago. I attended a hyperhidrosis symposium as a patient volunteer, and I received Botox injections in my hands to stop, as an attempt to stop the sweating. But what happened there was that the International Hyperhidrosis Society was there, and they are the independent authority on excessive sweating. They're a nonprofit organization, and they saw me. They knew who I was, in the sense that I have an excessive sweating problem, and they gave me validation, and they saw who I was, and I didn't have to be ashamed of who I was. And I walked out of the symposium that day thinking, I need to tell my story, because everyone has a story, and as Maya Angelou says, we are more alike than unalike. And so I've been able to create connections with people around the world. I have people who read my blog in Saudi Arabia. I have some Australian followers. It's just been so rewarding to be able to reach out to other people and say, hey, I'm just like you, and I know how you feel.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and make them feel okay about it.
Yeah.
And that's so important in life, that people feel valued and that they feel that it's okay.
Right.
Absolutely. So give us the blog so that we can go check it out.
Yeah. So if you go to www.mylifeasapuddle.com, you can subscribe to my blog and get an email every time I post a new story. And I'm also on Instagram and Facebook as My Life as a Puddle.
Fascinating conversation. So you guys definitely check out her blog over at My Life as a Puddle. Now, today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website, sapeloislandbeachvacations.com. And when we come back, I have another great conversation here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.